Joining me right now on the Breakfast with Ben's podcast, he is the second leading scorer in college hockey. He is a Hobey Baker finalist. He is the number three overall pick from last year's NHL draft, and his Minnesota Golden Gophers are in the Frozen Four next weekend in Tampa. He is the pride of West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, and an alum of Penn's Elite. He is Logan Cooley. Logan, thanks for taking the time to join us, and congratulations on all your success so far in your first year of college hockey.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Has everything gone sort of according to plan? Did you see it going this way for you when you entered college hockey?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, coming into Minnesota, I had a lot of high expectations for myself. And, you know, obviously we have such a special group here. You know, the coaching staff is unbelievable. Everything, all the resources we have, it's definitely second to none. And, you know, like I said, I've been playing with two really good line mates, and we've had a lot of success. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's going good, but, you know, we still have, you know, business to take care of. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting down to Tampa.
Talked about your line mates. You're talking about Jimmy Snuggerud and Matthew Nyes, right?
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about those guys. Matthew is a Hobey Baker finalist as well. Jimmy was in your draft class this past summer. Can you expand on those two guys and what they've meant to your game and maybe how you've helped them as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with a guy like Matthew Nyes, I mean, obviously he's, you know, a big body. He uses his frame super well. You know, he's the guy that's always on the forecheck. You know, a really good shooter, really good playmaker. You know, and Snuggerud is, he's a sniper. And, you know, we all gel so well together, whether it's off the ice, on the ice too. And I mean, obviously we're pushing each other every day, whether it's after practice, in the shooting room, little things like that. I mean, obviously we're all three super competitive. You know, we want to get better. We want to win. And, yeah, and I think it's just, we've all worked so well together, and, that's what made us successful.
There is such a thing sometimes, it feels anyway, in college sports, especially college sports today, when guys don't necessarily stay together very long, that occasionally you'll see really good teams with almost too much talent, that there's not enough guys willing to do the dirty work, that guys don't take on roles specifically. And it doesn't appear that your team has had that issue so far this year, despite the wealth of talent that you have. How have you guys balanced that out in Minnesota so far this season?
Yeah, just like you said, I mean, obviously, you know, we have a boatload of talent, but, you know, we have a lot of guys that, you know, or I should say all of us, you know, we know our roles. We know what we have to do to win games. It's just, you know, it's not always about, you know, scoring goals, making the highlight reel plays. You know, it's just about playing the right way all the time, whether that's getting pucks in when you have to or, you know, making a nice back check. And I think that's what has made our team so successful is, you know, everyone on this team plays a 200-foot game. You know, we all manage the puck the right ways. And, you know, obviously we have some guys that can make the highlight reel plays, could finish, you know, put the puck in the net, little things like that. But, yeah, I'll just say, you know, we all know our roles super well. And, the coaching staff has done a really good job of, you know, giving everyone kind of a specific role. And, everyone's been taking off with that.
Logan Cooley with us. Logan, you came into college hockey with so much pomp and circumstance. You're the number three overall pick to the Coyotes. Did you have, throughout your, you know, adolescence, college hockey on your mind, or how did that transpire for you to eventually play the college game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with growing up at Pittsburgh, obviously, the Pittsburgh Penguins League has done such an amazing job of, you know, producing players, getting them to the next level, whether it's being the OHL, you know, even the NHL, and obviously college hockey. So, you know, I think with having two older brothers too, and obviously two uncles that have both played Division One hockey, you know, my brother Eric has, you know, went the college route. It seemed like it helped his development a lot. And, you know, obviously I had the draft, and felt like I just needed to mature my game a little, get stronger, you know, add different aspects into my game. And I think, you know, the college route, you're playing against bigger, older, stronger guys. You know, that's only going to make you better. And I thought it was the best fit for me.
Where specifically do you think you've gotten better during your time with the Gophers, Logan?
I think in two spots. I think, off the ice, growing as a person, continuing to, build up my body, continue to grow in my body. Then obviously, on the ice, I'd say my two-way game, continue to, play both sides of the puck is super important, especially if you want to be a center in the NHL. And that's definitely something I've been working on.
In talking to some folks who were on the Hobey committee and hearing what they thought about your game, there have been a lot of people that said that part of your game, the growth element, has been clear, that you are a better player now in just 1 year in college hockey. It hasn't been like a slow process. It's been a very gradual but steady process. You've gotten better very quickly over the calendar. When you hear that, does it sort of embolden your decision to go for a year? And furthermore, do you think that that has been the case, or was there a light switch moment for you? Was there a game? Was there a weekend where you said, "Okay, I got this now"?
It's hard to kind of pick out an exact game, but I mean, honestly, I think, kind of like you said, when, your third overall pick, there's a lot of high expectations. I mean, my first weekend, I started out pretty hot, and then, I kind of slowed down. I, would say maybe the pressure kind of got to me, and, I was thinking too much. And I think, once I just, like I said, I don't know an exact weekend, but once I kind of relax a little and just, try to keep things simple and focus on getting better, I think that's kind of when my game took off. And, obviously it's, from the beginning of the year to now, I think I've made a huge jump, and, I've continued to get better throughout the season. And I mean, I think it's just, finding ways to, kind of survive in college hockey. I mean, like I said, it's, these guys are, a lot older, a lot stronger right now, and you have to find ways to, have success. And I think, I found the way, especially with my two linemates.
You came through Sidney Crosby's Little Penguins program with the background that you talked about, two brothers that played college hockey, your uncles, Tom and John, playing college hockey. You got cousins that are playing. I'm sure the game would have found you, but how much did Sidney Crosby's Little Penguins program mean to you to sort of get your feet wet?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I think, anytime, obviously hockey's a super expensive sport, and for him to, give free equipment, honestly, it's just, you're not thinking about, at that age, you're not thinking about the NHL, you're not thinking about, college hockey or juniors or anything like that. You're just, I was out there because, I loved the game. I loved, just being out on the ice. And I think just doing that when you're a young kid, and obviously it's the most fun time, because once you get to this point, it starts to, become a business, and you have to make big decisions. So it's definitely meant a lot. It was definitely, a memory that I'll have forever, is, when I first came on the ice, and it was super fun.
Sid's a little bigger, thicker than you, but you're about the same height, roughly the same size in that regard. Do you at all model your game after him?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, he's a guy I definitely watched. I mean, obviously, he's one of the best players in the world. Can't really say I played too much like him, but, anytime you could put little things that he does on the ice and into your game is definitely something that's pretty special. And I mean, obviously, growing up in Pittsburgh, he was a guy that, I watched. He's, always on the TV, and obviously what he's done for the sport is pretty special. And he's a true leader, he's a true champion, and it's definitely really fun to see him.
Are there elements that you think of when you think of Sidney Crosby? Is it puck protection? Is it leg drive? Is it vision? What comes to mind when you think of him?
Yeah, I mean, I think I could go on forever, but I just think, as the way he competes, obviously, he's a two-way player. He plays both sides of the puck. Like you said, his edge work, his puck protection is second to none. And yeah, I mean, that's why he's one of the best players in the world.
You didn't grow up a Pens fan, though, did you? Did you grow up a Capitals fan? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
How did that happen? Remind me, is that through one of your family connections?
I mean, honestly, I don't know the exact reason. I was a super big Ovechkin fan. I loved the way he played the game. I thought it was just super funny, and the way he'd score goals, just sitting on that power play flank and just letting bombs go. So, obviously, it was, I remember when the playoffs would come around, when the Caps and Pens would play in the second round, it was definitely a lot of crazy times at home in Pittsburgh with my family and stuff. And that's definitely something that stands out of you know, just becoming a Capitals fan. And yeah, I mean, obviously I still like the Pens, but I was just super, super big Capitals fans.
The Frozen Four, tell me about what your thoughts are going for a college championship in your first year.
Yeah, it's obviously pretty special. I think to have it in Tampa too, it's gonna be a blast. You know, we're going there to win, and you know, like I said, it's my first year, so that makes it even better. You know, anytime you can play for a championship and playing those big time games with the bright spotlights, it's pretty special, and that's when the game's the most fun. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I think we have the team to do it, and it's definitely gonna be fun.
You get Boston University in the first game at 5 o'clock. Then it's Michigan and Quinnipiac. Four really good, strong programs, especially three really big names. What have you taken away from Boston University? And do you expect any trash talking texts from Mike Sullivan at any point, do you think?
I don't know if I'll get any trash talk, but yeah, I mean, I have a few buddies that I played at the national team with them last year, and you know, obviously they're a super good team. You know, I haven't watched them too much this year. We haven't really started the film sessions yet, but yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the test. I think obviously they have a really good team, a lot, really good decor, great goalie too. But you know, for us, I think that's a good matchup for us. I mean, I think we have the best defenseman in the country, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a good test.
Is it fun for you to see guys like Trocheck and Gibson and, you know, all the local products that are in the National Hockey League now, you know, that group of guys that went through the Team USA Junior ranks that were all from here? You know, you're sort of the next wave of that. Hey, LJ, your cousin might not be far behind you based on what I've heard and seen so far. Do you carry that with a lot of pride, sort of that, you know, passing of the torch to you as maybe the next part of the generation in the Crosby era to come up through the youth ranks in that time and sort of carry the banner for Pittsburgh hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously pretty special. I think you know, not a lot of people have come out of Pittsburgh. I mean, you see guys like John Gibson, JT Miller, Trocheck, and those guys, and seeing what they've done in the NHL, it's definitely something that I want to do. And you know, JT Miller has helped me a lot. You know, skating with him this past summer and kind of telling me what to expect and kind of just enjoy this process. And yeah, it's definitely pretty cool, and I'm happy to, you know, be able to skate with them, train with them, and them giving me tips too. It's pretty cool.
You keeping tabs of the Coyotes, and what are your plans after this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I watched them a good bit. You know, obviously that's a spot where I could be playing in the next few years, and you know, I haven't really made my decision yet. It's not something that, you know, I'm really focused on right now, and no, that's going to be a decision that I have to make at the end of the season. But you know, I'm focusing on the Frozen Four, and you know, hopefully getting the job done there.
I brought up LJ. I think I saw, what was it, 51 points in 36 games. You keeping tabs on him? Are you watching him, and what are you hearing about his development?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think you know, it's pretty cool. I skate with him in the summer, and obviously his dad, John Mooney, he's the skills coach that you know, I work with, and he's helped me so much with my game. And obviously I think he's gonna be in a good spot to make the NTDP, and obviously that route helps your game so much. And yeah, I mean, he's a special kid and definitely a player that, you know, I think can make in the big leagues too one day.
What if you win the Hobie? Have you thought about that? Have you allowed yourself to go there if your name gets called?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that'd be a super big honor. You know, just to be in the, you know, the top 10, it's a pretty special feeling. And obviously to be on that list with some of those players too, you know, it's definitely something that would kind of be breathtaking, to be honest. But you know, like I said, if it happens, it happens, and it would be definitely a pretty cool moment for me and my family.
Well, listen, Logan, thanks a lot for the time. Greatly appreciate it. I'll be down in Tampa for the Frozen Four. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, we'll bump into your family. We'll look for you as well. Best of luck at the Hobie Awards and best of luck in the games against BU and hopefully into the finals for you as well.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, Logan Cooley, right here on the Breakfast with Ben's podcast.